Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right. Yes. Engineer Jeff, special guest appearance on the podcast today.
Excited.
Come on, Jeff. Grab a microphone.
What else do you have to do around here?
I have to get everything set for tomorrow.
Oh, whatever. Tomorrow.
Big appearance in Orlando.
Tomorrow. Whatever. Who cares?
We can get to that later.
What fancy podcast is this, by the way?
We don't know. We're trying to get content. Okay. So do you have anything to talk about, Jeff?
Jeff will be working underneath me this entire podcast.
So there's people at your place of employment, anybody's place of employment, that are just bitter. And I think you know where I'm going with this.
The most bitter guy I know here is named Nate.
Yeah, I'm becoming increasingly bitter. And Jake's becoming bitter too. Jake's salty. He's not bitter yet.
But Jake's only like 12 years old. So the fact that he's salty at this point in life.
Can you imagine when he's your age?
By the time he is 14 or 15, he is going to be more bitter than you are.
Wait, yesterday was a big deal. Somebody actually guessed my age.
Really?
Like my legitimate age.
How did we get there, though? Like, what caused someone to go, you know what? You look like you're 26.
Oh, I'm not 26. I'm going to be 25.
25.
All right. Nate doesn't even know how old I am.
I don't know.
I don't even know. So how did you get to that point? What were you doing that someone guessed your age, and why did they guess your age?
I was getting my hair cut, and my barber's like, you're what, 25? And I was like, holy cow! Well, somebody actually guessed my age, because I look a lot younger than I am, and so most people always think I'm like 20. I'm going to get carded until I'm like Well, 37.
Yeah, I got to say, that hairline recedes any farther. See, 30 before the end of the year.
I bet you he's not salty to his barber, though.
No, you can't be salty to your barber.
No, because he has
scary. Brody, thanks for joining us.
Yesterday, he dropped his scissors on me, and I'm like, this is why you have to be nice to your barber.
Okay, that's a good topic there, because I had my hair cut one time. The last time this guy ever cut my hair, he was cutting my hair, and then he turned me away from the mirror and then went and got some sort of powder and was putting it on my ear. So then he goes, hey, how's it look? And he turned me towards facing the mirror, and I still didn't really see my ear. So then I get up and I go to the bathroom, and my ear was just covered in blood. The guy cut my friggin' ear and didn't even tell me.
Oh, that's bad.
So that was the last time I went to him.
Well, see, if they cut you and they tell you and they like make a big deal out of it, then it's like, all right, people make mistakes.
Yeah.
He didn't even say anything?
Nothing. Not a word. Not a word.
Put blood all over you?
Put baby powder on my ear. Like, what the hell is that going to do? And then I go to the bathroom, and there's just blood streaming down my ear
because
he snipped my ear.
Ouch.
You were just talking about how they turned your chair sideways.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to, I'm not going to mention names, but those sports places where they cut your hair
sport
and the
clips?
Sport clips.
Okay.
Warm towel.
See, now Brody can't go off on them the way he wanted to.
No. It was.
I don't think they're a client.
No,
I ripped New York Sports Club apart today. So.
Hashtag
so,
not a client.
For the record, it wasn't sports clips, but it was a chain
great
like
clips.
That. Shut up.
Hashtag never will be a client.
Hashtag master
right.
cut.
And so they make a big deal out of turning your chair sideways to watch the game. So you're not looking in the mirror the whole haircut.
Yeah.
And so you don't see it happening. Which is weird, because normally you watch them.
Uh-huh.
And so you're watching the TV, and they're cutting your hair, and then they turn you back, and it's like Extreme Makeover Home. And we're like, ah!
Move that butt!
Yeah. So they turn you back, and they
chair.
Go, what do you think? And it was just not right. It was just not right. And I think that's a great way to like not have you stress or keep an eye on them.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, we were doing our iHeartRadio Music Festival last week. I actually went in to get my hair cut at a salon locally there at the Bellagio.
That's what happened.
The woman sat there and gave me the whole history about the difference between barbers and hairstylists. And do you know that they have separate licenses?
Really?
Because a hairstylist is not allowed to do shaving or anything with a single-edge razor.
Huh.
Barbers have barber licenses for that reason. So barbers have, they deal with sharper objects, let's say.
Yeah.
So hairstylists don't. So barbers and hairstylists have to have separate places to cut hair. They're segregated in a salon. And then they were talking about how when they come to the hotel rooms, if people order to their hotel rooms, the barbers are not allowed to go to the hotel rooms because there's, God forbid, there's an accident. And then they need an emergency kit.
Wait, you can get your hair cut in the hotel room?
It's Vegas.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
That's awesome.
You can get anything in a hotel room.
While you have a prostitute?
You can get two girls, one cup in Vegas.
Two girls, one barber?
Scary. How much is a haircut in Vegas in the Bellagio of all places?
$70.
$70?
Plus that?
But that's without tip.
Without tip? How much did you tip?
15.
Did you give him just
15.
A tip?
That's a good tip. That's reasonable.
How much did they charge for $5? How much did they charge for a man's haircut?
Dude, that was the price.
Did you get cut in your room?
This was the famous last words. Charge it to my room. So I saw it on Monday when I was checking out. I was already at the airport. I'm like, what the fuck?
$85. Did you not know how much it was?
No. Because I just assumed it was like $20, $25, which is even expensive around here. But I paid $25 for my haircut.
What is the markup? Does anybody know the markup in hotels?
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I ordered eggs to a hotel room one time. It was $30.
30?
For two eggs.
That's a bargain.
Bacon.
I paid $48 for scrambled eggs and toast one
You're
time.
You're paying for the entire experience of having them just, come to the room with
getting
the
effed in the A. I mean, what experience am I paying for?
And give you a history lesson about barbers versus stylists?
That's what you're paying for.
If you order room service of any kind, that's what happens to you. Think about it. You're in bed. You call up on the phone, hey, send me this, and this. And all of a sudden, a half hour later, they wheel a table into your room. You don't even have to get out of bed. And you can sit there with a napkin
on
your lap.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Just a napkin on his lap.
What's the markup on hookers?
I wouldn't know that.
Uh-huh. Why are you winking at me?
Does it cost less if you go to the hooker?
I've never. What are you asking me for?
What, in the lobby of the hotel?
No, I wouldn't have any idea about that stuff.
I've negotiated with hookers, but I've never actually purchased one.
Scary and I were in a room.
Wait, hold on. Where are we going?
Gary and I were accidentally in a room with hookers.
It was an accident. We had no idea. We got the
fuck
out.
How did the word accident
come? It was the champagne room.
We got out.
I'm surprised we never talked about
this. We didn't know that was happening, and then we left.
Wait.
No, it's true.
Get your story straight, bro.
Yeah.
No, that was
it. We walked into the room.
Into the room. Go ahead.
And there's these four girls sitting around the table.
First, why did you walk into a room?
No, we were at an after party for an event. And we were in
it was
this,
somebody's suite.
It was right.
Large suite.
It was huge.
Dan Blazarian?
There were like 60 people in there.
Okay.
And we had no idea. And then Jake taps me on the shoulder and goes, dude, you know you were just talking to a hooker. And I'm like, no, I wasn't. He goes, yeah, you were. But we still don't have any proof that they were.
No, we do, because there was four of them, and there was another girl in a different room. And we eventually talked to her, and we got out of her that she was there.
I didn't hear
that. Did you get out of a hooker?
She was there to train these hookers. She was from
You didn't
somewhere.
Tell me this. You didn't tell me this part
were
of the story.
Were you not there for this?
No!
He was in the room.
On the job training for hookers.
This one girl was there to train these four hookers.
You find
Why did
out?
You not share this with me?
I
Why
thought
am I
you
just
were there.
Now on this
were they,
podcast?
Were they taking notes?
I don't know.
But nobody was doing a good, like, nobody was picking up any guys, so I don't know.
Yeah,
she wasn't doing
really
a very
weird.
Good job of training them.
What? But they were already in the room with you?
Yeah.
They were part of a giant after party.
We, like, showed up first. Well, we didn't show up first. The hookers were there first. Then Scary and I show up. And then more and more people come. Yeah. There's, like, 60 people there by the end of this.
Yeah.
And they're just all sitting at the table talking. And Scary's like, no, they're not hookers. And I'm like, Scary, like, they're definitely hookers. There was one guy, and he was wearing, like, ripped jeans and a button-down shirt and a vest. And he had a bunch of rings on his finger.
And Jake says, that's the pimp. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's just some drunk.
In a yellow suit.
And they said that it was their friend, and they had other friends downstairs.
Yeah. So hey, is there a discount for Rookie Nookie?
So Jake did an investigation.
Yeah.
But you didn't tell me that other part.
I thought you were there for that.
I was not.
Yeah, so they were hookers in training.
Hookers in training.
I wonder if you get them for cheaper.
That's what I'm saying.
Brody.
Rookie Nookie.
A little HIT. Hookers in training.
I got a coupon code. Can I use this?
Four for the price of two?
Hey, so let's get back to Nate negotiating with a hooker.
You've never done that. Hear the story.
So no, I mean, you go sit in any lobby bar of any Vegas hotel, and after a while, you'll see a girl just sitting there by herself, probably playing some sort of video slot machine there at the bar.
They hit it big.
And then they'll look at you, and then they'll walk over to you, and they'll engage in conversation. That's how you know it's a hooker. No woman ever just talks to you. No woman ever just talks to you.
So if a woman comes up and approaches you and starts talking to you,
it's a hooker.
She's a hooker.
I was sitting at a blackjack table one time, and I was sitting there with my friend.
She's not interested in me?
I was sitting there with my friend, and there's these two girls looking at us.
Only at the strip club they're interested
in. I'm not the most interesting man in the universe.
There's these two girls looking at us while we're sitting at the blackjack table, and I'm getting this vibe. This is one of my first times in Vegas. I'm like, oh my God, these girls are checking me out. This is great.
You are a good-looking guy.
So we're sitting there, and then this girl stands up, walks over to me, hands me a piece of paper, and walks back to the bar. And I'm like, she just gave me her phone number.
Guys.
So I open up this piece of paper, and there was two numbers, and one said blue, the other one said red, and a phone number. The girls were wearing blue and red dresses.
Wow. This is the Matrix. So
did you think you were getting two girls?
So I still didn't really know what was going on. I didn't realize
it was
like hookers.
The Matrix. You could take the blue girl or the red girl.
So then the dealer goes, hey, you're going to need to win a little bit more money if you want to talk to either of those girls. And then I realized, they're hookers.
Was it a phone number or a price?
It was phone numbers.
With a dollar sign in front of them.
That would have been a big price if that was the case.
I wanted to get a story like that. So the last time we had the iHeartRadio Music Festival when I went was a couple of years ago. And I couldn't sleep, and there was a lot of people from our company walking around the casino. And so it was like 2 in the morning. And I had gambled all I wanted to gamble, but I had a few $100 in my pocket. And so I'm walking around by myself. I'm sitting by myself, and I'm taking the money out and counting it. So it looks like I have a lot of money. And I'm looking around, and there's women there, like, by themselves. I'm not going to approach them. I'm married. But I'm like, oh, I bet you some of those are hookers. So I'm counting the money, and I'm looking around. I took my ring off. I'm figuring, this is going to be great. I'm going to get a hooker. I'm like, nope, not interested. I'll have a great story. I could not get a hooker.
Brody got rejected by a hooker.
He's not our type. I'm sorry.
I was a step away from wearing a shirt that said, I'd like to meet a hooker.
I thought you were a narc.
This is where I guess I'm a little naive, because I figure when you go to a party city like that and you're just hanging out, you just assume that everybody's dressing crazy and provocative because
for the most part,
they're
yes.
just out partying, they're on vacation. So I had no, you know, I didn't, I don't under, understand the difference between a working girl, as they call themselves, or someone who's actually just there at a party from Nashville.
These girls looked like working girls.
Yeah.
See, but
are there working guys though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're pimps.
Scary.
The Scary's barber fucked them.
Not the pimp.
They're like $85.
Wait, hold on. $85. I want to hear Garrett's point, but you never finish your story.
Which story?
You were negotiating.
Oh,
with
did
them.
You go up to them?
Oh, you know, so that was one time. And then another time.
Another one!
So I was sitting in a lobby bar with a couple of our friends from iHeart. It was at the iHeart Festival 2-3 years ago. And this girl walks up to us. We're sitting there, and she starts chatting with the bunch of us. And she indicated that it would cost $600 for a couple of hours of her time. And I'm happy to say, after 15 minutes of negotiating, I got her down to $299.
What? Were you back and forth?
Were you going to take $299?
She wanted $300. I go, I have $299. She goes, okay.
Were you going to you took her up on that?
No, I didn't take her up on it, but I did negotiate pretty well. I was pretty happy.
The art of the deal.
The art of the deal.
It was like Brody just wanting to be approached.
Many years ago, I was with five other guys in a car. There were six guys of us. We were on the west side of Manhattan, where their hookers used to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we pull up to a light, and this toothless hooker comes up to the window, and she says,
"Hey,
she's like, hey, you guys looking for some fun?" So my friend in front seat's like, "Yeah, what do you have in mind?" She goes, "I'll suck your blank and your blank and your blank." And so my friend says, "How much?" She goes, $20. I'll go no less than 10. She bargained herself down to 10.
So, Garrett, you had a good point. How does it work with male hookers?
Escorts.
Wait, how does Garrett know?
How does Garrett get authority on this?
Garrett,
did you pay extra to do them?
I just asked a question. That one time that you were,
that one time that you escorted, how did it work?
Scary's the only one in this room who got biffed by a guy, and it was his barber.
That's right.
Crying out loud.
That's right.
Scary, tell us how it is.
$70 for a swimmer.
They sit you down. They sit you down, and they make you feel good. And then they take out the shears and start cutting my hair.
I got to say, hookers, though, when you do talk to them, they have no filter whatsoever.
Oh, hookers,
really?
I was drunk. The last time I was in Vegas, I was drunk, and I had one of those bags of candy, you know, that you get from the...
It's called the scrotum.
I had one of those bags of candy from the mini bar, right? And I'm walking around Vegas and I'm drunk and I have this bag of peanut brittle.
Which is already costing you $90.
Yeah. So I'm walking and I see this woman standing outside of the Cosmo. And we're walking and it's like 4 a.m. And I have this bag and I go, "Hey, would you like some peanut brittle?" And she goes, "No, but I'll try some of that dick."
And on that note.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably would have been cheaper than the peanut brittle.
Or that haircut.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.